Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. After introducing him last week, we catch back up with Sterling Small, a fourth-generation rancher on the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation in southeastern Montana.
I like the freedom of the reservation. There's not a lot of people out here, and you pretty much can do whatever you want, go wherever you want. You want to drive over here, hunt or fish over here, it's pretty much all right. If you think it's somebody's place, you might go ask them. A reservation is a close, knit community, and so everybody kind of knows everybody.
At 34, Sterling's young for a Montana rancher. The average age is closer to 60. Although he started his herd in high school, he left it behind when he left the reservation for college and then became a professional runner. He's just now getting serious about farming and ranching, an occupation it often takes guys years and plenty of cash to figure out. Add to that the lack of good housing on the reservation, and that goes some way to explaining Sterling's living arrangement. He and his girlfriend and their one-year-old son live with his dad in a triple-wide trailer. Sterling and Casey met just as his great-grandparents did 100 years ago, on a cattle drive. Like so many small-scale Montana ranchers, Sterling has an actual job to fund his 300 cows. He juggles his time between his job at the Indian Health Service in Lame Deer and his fledgling operation.
I take a half-hour lunch and I work till 5:30, but I'll get up and start feeding the cows around 6 in the morning, and then I get to work at 9, and I come back, check cattle.
Right now, Sterling's 50 heifers are calving. Heifers are young female cows who are having their first calves. Like teenagers, they can be total pains. Smaller than mature cows with no experience of having babies, they often have more complications and needier calves. He keeps them with his Uncle Jerry's 40 heifers so that Jerry can check them during the workday. It's an imperfect system.
I have lost a couple of calves because it just wasn't there. And plus, we've had some spring storms here, so it's just how it's going to have to be.
After calving, Sterling will brand, then rotate his cattle through a few different pastures, making sure fences are fixed, bulls are on, water's good. He's still looking, loosely, for two of the 17 bulls he put out last summer. Only 15 remained when he gathered them up from the wild foothills of the Wolf Mountains the 1st of December. Right now, Sterling's thinking about planting. Most ranchers are farmers, too, planting crops that will become winter forage for hungry stock. But planting in the Rosebud Creek Valley is a waiting game.
It's tough to get crops in out here in the springtime because it's so wet, and then we'll have a lot of hot weather. So it's kind of imperative to get that crop in as early as you can. That's why winter wheat works pretty good out here because it's planted in the fall, and this time of year it starts to grow already. You don't have to worry about working the ground. So right now I have about 200 acres that we put in winter wheat last year. We cut it last summer, and I fed the hay up this winter, and then this year I'm going to, it needs to go back into alfalfa, but I'm actually going to put a barley in this spring just so I can get that tonnage for this coming winter, and then we'll put it back into alfalfa the following spring. So we're just going to wait for the first dry day here, and we'll probably go over it twice, and then we'll plant it, and then we'll just see how it goes from there.
Since Sterling is a beginner, he relies on the counsel of his many relatives up and down the Kirby Decker Road, especially that of his 92-year-old grandpa, Melvin.
I can still ask him about just about any aspect, and he'll tell me pretty good advice. He knows the country, knows the land, knows the cattle, understands, you know, weather cycles and what's going on, and so he's pretty knowledgeable.
Next week, wet weather delays Sterling's efforts to get into the hills to check on his new calves and to get his alfalfa seeded.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.